That's right, we're trying to haul ass.
Yeah, I see that, Lars. You guys are leaving. Hey, man, I don't know where to start. You'd never want to win a race like this and most likely a championship. That's racing. Things have happened to you guys on that end, and you've been around long enough. So a little – is it just pure happiness, or what is it?
Right now, it's definitely bittersweet. I can't promise it'll be bittersweet next week.
Yeah.
And right now, it's a little surreal, I guess. First off, I think everybody at Honda and the team and everything want to, send out a big, get well soon to Eli. The Achilles is brutal. I know people that have had that before. So that one makes it a little tougher to celebrate right now. We're definitely not celebrating that, but we can celebrate Jets championship, right? So we've had a lot of years of bad luck or, issues or whatever you want to call it, like 19, but who's counting? So it's time for us to have a little bit of luck on our side. And realistically, I think you'll agree, we should have led this championship for a very long time now Chase hadn't had those issues that he did.
Yeah.
So
I think outright speed, he's been the fastest rider. He's been able to reel Coop in, reel Tomac in. At times, I don't think the other way, it's gone the other way, And I think anybody watching it can agree with that.
Yeah. And, like I said, he had some of his own issues.
Yeah.
Those are on us. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't feel like we're getting this handed to us in a way that we don't deserve it. I feel like we do.
Yeah.
And, unbelievable, kind of weird feeling right now. And, like I said, I think tonight we're going to celebrate Jet.
Yeah.
And then next weekend we'll see what happens. And then I'm assuming it's going
to
be a...
Jet seems to, the struggle isn't the right word, but Jet seems to ride a little cautiously in championship clinching races. And today was more of the same. Went down the first turn, of course. Didn't get a great gate pick, but yeah, a little not Jet-like. I think it's maybe a trend we're seeing or something from him.
Yeah, I know. It's, I guess in a way it's mature,
yeah.
And it's, he doesn't take the risks he doesn't need to. He doesn't take unnecessary risks. And I kind of feel like in the long run that's going to pay off for him, avoiding injuries and not taking those chances. So he started going, and he looked like he was at a good pace, but RJ was on a mission. He was ripping.
Yeah.
So hats off to him.
Props to RJ, sending it.
And he looked good.
Yeah.
This whole year actually he's looked more in control and he's been fast.
Yeah.
Hats off to him. And we only need to get like 10th or something.
Yeah.
So you want to win, like when you wrap up a championship just like Hunter did. But it wasn't in the cars tonight, and it is what it is.
So last question for you. Your dad managed a team back in the day. You bleed Honda. You know the history maybe better than most guys on the team. Honda was dominant forever. You guys took the 250 program in-house, ups and downs, championships in there. Now you swept – you won every race this year but three, and outdoors is looking great. Like, it's got to be cool for you as a – like, hey, we brought it in-house, and it's not a slam on Geico, but we brought it in-house – and we're crushing it. It's got to be a real source of pride for you.
I don't think it's not a source of pride against anything with the Factory Connection team.
Yeah.
Because they won plenty of championships, and they were the knight in shining armor for us for a long time.
Yeah.
But it does. I mean, I can't lie. It does feel great that we spent a lot of time, a lot of money on the 250, getting it to where it is now, and it is a trick bike right now.
Yeah.
The thing is pretty rad, and it's. To compete with some of the competition, it needs to be. So that feels really good that's paying off.
It's a Honda thing, too, I feel like, right? Because just Honda's – you guys got the most titles. You guys almost got the most wins, right? So
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, it feels good to carry on a legacy, I guess, it seems like everybody has their time, and right now it's ours, and we're going to celebrate it.
Okay, one more. Big meeting with me, you, and Kiefer today. Things are in motion. No, nothing promised, but things are in motion.
Things are in motion. Looks promising for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
We gotta figure out some details.
Push across the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta dot our I's and cross a few T's, and then. Things are looking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be involved too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'd like to see. So we're talking about a possible bike test, but what I'd like to see is you suit up and crush Kiefer and crush his soul. That's what I would love to see.
I would love to see that too, but that ain't happening.
you're that rusty?
Oh, I'm that rusty, and he's that not rusty. Dude, the dude rides. If he's actually, racing with Brownie now and beating him, he must be really good.
No, he's got whooped by Brownie at Tennessee. He got whooped. Yeah.
Yeah, but at Glen Helen, he passed him, pulled him from whatever. I don't know. He's good, and I'm not anymore. So
congratulations, great job, Red. Ride. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thank you.